With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The exchange of prisoners and hostages once again back in the move in the area. Now, this comes after Hamas earlier in the day had said no deal. They were upset with the Israelis.
In Israel and the occupied West Bank, families have been welcoming their relatives home. The family of Yaffa Adar have posted pictures of their reunion with the 85-year-old with the caption, "Grandma is here, healthy and beautiful. Thank you, people of Israel." In Ramallah, in the West Bank, there have been equally emotional scenes as families embraced women and young men released from detention in Israel. Rallies have been held in celebration with people chanting, "Thank you, Gaza." Such scenes are likely to be repeated over the coming 3 days if the temporary ceasefire continues to hold, even as the more long-term future in Gaza and Israel remains dark and uncertain.
Also, at SRNnews.com, the cleanup underway in the site of that Kentucky train derailment.
State officials and crews with rail operator CSX have been working to remove train cars and spilled material at the site of the derailment near the small town of Livingston. They're also monitoring the air for traces of hydrogen sulfide and sulfur dioxide, but there hasn't been any detection of those substances since Thursday morning. The derailment sparked a chemical fire and prompted home evacuations in Livingston. The fire was extinguished early Thursday afternoon. CSX says the cause of the derailment and what caused the sulfur to ignite are still under investigation. I'm Mike Hempen.
Fire killing at least 10 people in a shopping mall in Pakistan, the multi-story building, a high-rise commercial that houses a number of call centers and software firms. More than 20 people have been hurt. This is SRN News. Well, another executive losing his job over the Bud Light transgender debacle.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Anheuser-Busch's U.S. marketing chief, Benoit Garbi, will leave at the end of this year. The third company officer who's paid the price for the decision to team up Bud Light with social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman. That decision tanked Bud Light sales and pulled Anheuser-Busch's global profits down. It's not clear if the company will recover anytime soon or ever. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame next year. Sandy Stone, a man living as a woman, will be honored for being the founder of the academic discipline of transgender studies. The hall inducts a new class every of the year to recognize women's contributions to a number of fields. This is SRN News. It is a growing threat and very frightening as well. The FDA expanding a recall of various cantaloupe. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer with the latest on that story.
The number of people sickened by salmonella from cut and whole cantaloupes has more than doubled in a week. Three more brands have joined the recall list: Rudy Brand Whole Cantaloupes, Freshness Guaranteed, and Racetrack Brand Pre-Cut Cantaloupes. Nearly 100 people in 32 states have gotten sick from the contaminated fruits. Two people died of the infections in Minnesota, and 45 people are hospitalized nationwide. Most people infected with salmonella develop diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps within 6 hours to 6 days after consuming food contaminated with the bacteria. Health officials are telling people to throw the fruit out. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com.